unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Ellen, where are you calling us from?
Fitchburg.
All right. What do you think about everything old becoming new again?
It's awesome because it brings back old memories of when you were a child.
Yeah, and I'm noticing it more in my kids want the old stuff. You know, we say old in quotes because it's really could even be like the 90s, which doesn't seem that old to me, but I guess it is. But they want everything back. They want everything analog.
Yeah, they do. When I was a kid, the 60s and 70s, Scooby-Doo was on. And Scooby-Doo came back in the 90s when my kids were little.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jetsons and stuff like that. That was 60s and 70s, and it came back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of different other things, like newer stuff, too.
Yeah, my niece is 33, and she's a Scooby-Doo fanatic. She loves Scooby-Doo.
I have Scooby-Doo, too.
You do?
I love Scooby-Doo, yes.
My kids too, like they want the old, they want watches and all that stuff. And so I think to myself, we grew up in a really good time.
Yeah, we did. And also clothes come back too.
Well, that's the other piece of it. The style of clothes is going back also.
Yeah, bell bottoms are coming back.
Yeah, we're in a tech heavy world and I think it's weighing on everybody. And I think this is part of, you're seeing it now because people are trying to move away from it and go back.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are moving, like, further away. We only can have internet, and then that's pretty much it. But They're only doing limited time on the internet.
Ellen, do you handwrite anything? Do you do anything old school still?
Memorizing.
Can you memorize roads? Like, do you need your... That's another thing,
yeah,
too,
we
didn't talk about, is that, like, the GPS and knowing where you're going. Are you good about that?
When I drive, I do landmarks.
Yeah. Same. That's what we'll do in the morning. I'll say to Sue, I'm by the hilltop. I'm coming by the Jenga building.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a few minutes.
I'm past the orange dinosaur.
Yeah. I drive to New York and I look for landmarks. Like when I'm in a different area that I don't know, in New York or wherever I'm going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I look for I remember this building. I remember that building. I look for big, tall buildings or even small, little buildings.
Yeah.
It depends on what it's like, you know.
But you can find your way. You can find your way just based on that. So you have a good sense of direction. But that's a different generation. My kids would never be able to find their way.
My dad still will open a map. And I mean, he's in his 80s, but he doesn't trust GPS. He's like, that person doesn't know what they're telling me. I'm like, oh my God. But he'll open a map and he'll look at the roads. And so he knows sort of like generally where he's going.
Yeah. It's a good skill set to have. Ellen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. And thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there are so many things I wish we would bring back, like reading maps, writing, but writing cursive. You know, I would like to a telephone on the wall even. I remember thinking it was such an annoyance with the long cord and stuff. I would bring those days back 100 times over before and trade today for it.
Absolutely. I would love to see a day where all of a sudden just the tech just is gone, because think about how much we rely on the computers, like maps, finding where you're going. I mean, here's what I wonder from other people listening. Is there anything in your house that is still, would you call it analog? Is that
No, I would just say old school. Yeah.
Like, do you wear a regular watch? Not an Apple Watch, but like a regular watch.
Right. Do you have a record player? Do you play an album? Like, remember when the album would skip and you'd be so annoyed? I long for those days. All the things that annoyed me, I would welcome back.
Well, see, I grew up in the era of CDs, which is way worse.
Yeah.
Because CDs would scratch. Like,
you had the CD Walkman and you would start to run and it would just, awful.
NSYNC would just be like, you know, the whole way.
Yeah.
But I wonder in people's homes, like even a Keurig coffee machine is kind of more automatic. Everything is automatic.
Right.
What do you still do? Do you follow a map?
My mother-in-law had a percolator coffee.
Oh, my aunt has one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Steel.
The old steel thing with the little bubble on top and you could see it bubbling through the little see-through.
Is that how you knew that the coffee was ready?
I guess. You could see it percolating. You could see it bubbling and that there was like a clear knob at the top.
Yeah,
my mother-in-law had one. It was probably 50 years old. I don't know what happened to it, but now I wish I had it. I'd love to just percolate coffee. I don't know how, but let's percolate it. Is that how you say it? Percolate?
Well, see, I have the old-fashioned brew coffee because I still like the sound and the smell of it brewing. But yeah. Again, this all came back because we never know what day it is. We never know what the date is. Mm-hmm. And it just goes back to like old-fashioned
We used to have
watches.
It on our wrist. We could see what time and date it was. On our wrist. We didn't have to open an app. I can't stand it. I want to go back. So let's ask people, what would you bring back or what do you still have?
What is it in your life every day that you still do that's old school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people that can follow a roadmap to me is like, that's the ultimate skill.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I never really mastered was following a roadmap. Even I had MapQuest.
Yeah.
MapQuest. I didn't have the 18 pages to like follow directions.
And you would print it out and then it would be like this way, that way. Yes. That was safe. You'd be reading the pages.
Oh, I know. God. I know. Awful. Could you imagine?
I know.
But call us and weigh in.
617-655-1067. What do you still do that's totally old school? We want to hear from you.